Holy God. all of you. Oh, yes, I stand. I stand. I stand in all of you. Oh, my God. I stand. I stand in all of you, Holy God, unto whom all praise is due. I stand in all of you, God, Holy God, unto whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you, Holy God. Holy God, unto whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you, Holy God, Holy God. Unto whom all our praise is due, I stand in awe of you, Holy God, Holy God, unto whom all praise is due. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Oh, yes, I stand. I stand in awe of you. Hallelujah, Lord. I stand in awe of you, Lord. I stand in awe of you, Ancient of Days. I stand in awe of you, Lion of the tribe of Judah. I stand in awe of you, the lily of the valley. I stand in awe of you, the Ancient of Days. Lord, I stand in awe of you, the Rala loving Augustonine, and through none of Augusto Libru Nanagashtaya, and some of Augusto Sialele. In Grudo Bagusto Lebrenin Agassianderia, Endolobo Sierra Bassia Tahaya, of thine own way, Lord. Of thine own way, you are the portal. I am the clay, break me and mold me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. Of thine own will, Lord, of thine own way, search me and try me, Savior, today. one way, wounded and weary, help me, I pray. Power of power, surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. Of thine own will, Lord, have thine own way. Hold on my being, absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit, till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Of thine own will, Lord, of thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thine will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. 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 While I am waiting, yielded and still, Lord. While I am waiting, yielded and still. While I am waiting, yielded and still. While I am waiting, yielded and still. While I am waiting, yielded as still. While I am waiting, yielded as
covered this morning. Can we say to the Lord, have your own way in my life, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Have your way, have your way in my life, have your way in my life, have your way in my life, have your in my life. Neli Cruso Supro Negali Crusozia. Delecruto lo pronege cucustosia, mequaso sopo nenglege quasasia, ezopron degege librus dosia, eke custosi illa mengrida cucustosie, megrotose libruno no goza, and kwashete endege kulo brondega kwasazia. Lord, have your way in my life. Nekle kuso zoprondege kwasazia. Elobago shete. Eso zoprondege libru zozile pemprenega kwasazia. Intro nobokusta haya. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Beloved, tonight I want us to give thanks unto the Lord for his faithfulness, even that we have seen our sharing on the prayer line in the early hours of the morning, talking about how the building was rocked, the rocking in this building from the top to the bottom in the middle of the night, I think just around 3 o'clock yesterday. But God, because he has alerted us in the afternoon and we have been praying since the midnight hour, God in his mercy preserved Kent in spite of the earthquake. There was nobody that was claimed to have died. Even from that incident, God kept his word. It became for us our stronghold because he put us under cover. And if we heard the prayer of the saints, he showed himself strong. He showed himself mighty on our behalf. What a mighty God you are. We are appreciative of your covenant keeping. If even word that you have spoken concerning us, thank you for preserving lives. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for showing yourself strong. Thank you for making the place of your feet glorious. Thank you for protection. Thank you for preservation. Lord, we give you praise in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le kwazo zi ila mangre di kakusto zia. Ende ke kwazo ze prende ke kwazo zie. Ele brina nogro si ike kwashite. Le gruda bando libru za antolo prende gaza. Ezo prunde ke kusto zia. Ende ke libru zo zia anda libru za ate. Ende kukusto zia la brunde ke kwazo zia. Illa brondega kwazo, sopondo go libris arte, indege kwashite, illa brondega swato. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. Amen. One of the words that the Lord gave unto us in 2015 in January, and when the Lord made us to ripen down what he has spoken even unto us, I said, I see in 2015 the event that is unraveling and unfolding, natural disaster that shook nations. But beloved, as the event is taking place, that nations are being shaken, even natural disasters happening, it is the season of the making of the church. It is the season of the sons and daughters of God to be rewarded, who are pressed between the pouch and the altar. As God begins to bring us to divine discoveries that enable the covenant of favor to begin to propel the believer as the answer to the nation's problem, begin to give unto the believer those who know their God, who connected to heaven, those who are aligned with the word of the Lord, will become instrument in the hand of the Lord in this season. And in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, God is looking. Beloved, when this earthquake happened yesterday, even though God spared our lives, and God has spoken about it in the afternoon, and God ensured that he favored us and answered our prayers, and he showed us his mercy. But beloved, there is another side to it, is that this is the season to discover what God has ordained and what God has prepared even for us as we stand in our allotted position in Christ Jesus and begin to see God do the unimaginable and do the unexpected. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, bequaso onde gege libro sociala ben graciato ige custo ze libro nonongo siato ige quaso onde gege libro ate ende custo siala bronde ga quaza il lebre de cucubu sociale prudonosia de quashete. Therefore tonight we are saying to the Lord Father, we make our life available unto you, Lord. Have your way. Turn us to an instrument, even in your hand, to manifest the excellence of your power, to manifest the excellence of your name, to manifest the power that is in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let crossi ike quasosia, la prindolosia. Esso sorprendege custosia, le grossi ike quashite, le brunonoso, si il mengre di cacquaso, esso sia le mengre di cacquaso, e la brinonoste, li brunodu custosia, inge quaso soprondega sate, e la bruna quaga shate, e la brondega quasa. Endege quaso sia andolobo siate illobobo sate. Therefore, Joel chapter 2 verse 16. Joel chapter number 2 verse 16. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders, gather the children and the nursing infants. Let the bridegroom come out of his room, and the bride out of her bridal chamber. Let the priest, the Lord's minister, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your inheritance a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? So tonight, beloved, in the same time when the incident was taking place in Kent, beloved, in Texas, in America, all sort of things were taking place. Two tornadoes were happening, even in parallel. Beloved, houses were ripped off. People were in their vehicles, and they were in the flood. And but beloved, mercy preserve life again. But this night, before we go into the next phase, we are going to begin to say to the Lord, let your mercy prevail over judgment in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And we are saying to the Lord, spare your people. Remember covenant, O God, and spare your people, O Lord, from every form of natural disaster in the mighty name of Jesus. Spare your people. Let there be a way of escape for the prevailers, for the righteous, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When it was taking place yesterday, by the mercy of God, I was standing in a place of prayer with Pastor Bisola, and I heard that thing rocking the place. I could hear my neighbor's voice, that I've never had their voice in such a time like that before. Beloved, God was the one who speared this community and these people. He said, if I see the righteous, if I see a number of righteous people in the land, I will spear the land. I will not eat. God trusted the event of Sodom and Gomorrah into the hand of the Abraham that could stand before God. And we are sent to the Lord this morning, walk through the nation in your mercy. Spear your people, O God. Do not give your inheritance. Do not let your inheritance become a reproach among the nation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, spear your people, O God. Spear your people, O God. Le quaso ondege quaza sia. Ile grecuzo sia. Endege quaza. Anda Ragakwazo. Endege kustosie. Endege gege librusosia. Bokwaza. Andagagaka lubruso onde. Endege kwazo si ilabrondege shate. Ilabrondege kwazosia. Endege kwazo zoprunegaza. Ilabrondege kustosie. Ilabrondege kwazo ze pentrunonosia. Ilabago shate. The word of the Lord said 1,000 will fall on our side, 10,000 on our right side. With our eyes we will see the reward of the wicked. No evil shall come near our dwelling places, neither shall any plague come near us. Therefore we are saying, spare your people. Do not give your heritage unto destruction. Do not give your heritage unto becoming a reproach among the nation. Lord, spare your people. Ancient of Days, spear your people. Lion of the tribe of Judah, spear your people. Lily of the valley, spear your people. The Alpha and the Omega, spear your people. Likuzaza prondege kwazosia. Endege kwashite. Lebrina no goza. Ige kwazozo prondege swazo. Ilo prondege kwashite. Ilo prondege kwazosia. Endege con libros la ato. Endege quata la bosia. Endege con libros osia. Endege costuato. Loprondege custosia. Endege con libros osia. La cucustose. Le prendege quasosie. Endege quaso zoprondegezia. Isoprondege custosia. Iloprondege quasute. Endege quazo, soprondege quaza, ilobrondege quashute, leke quazo, esoprondege quaza tia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, can we lift up United Kingdom at large before the throne of God? And we are saying to the Lord, O thou that keepeth covenant, let the covenant of your word be established for protection over this nation. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let the covenant of your protection be established over this nation, over our community, over our city. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, let kwazo zoprundege kwaza zia. Iloko kusto zelibruno nongo ziato. Engra kusto ziale mengre dika kwazo zie. Endege kwashete. Mekrosi ike kwaza zia. Ondogo sato. Lebrina nongo ziato. Ike kusto zele mengro duko ziato. Izo zoprendege kwazo. Ilabrondege kwazo zia. Endegege libruso zia la brondege kwaza zia. Indogo shate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Haggai chapter 2 verse 20. The word of the Lord begins to speak. And again the word of the Lord came to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake heaven and earth. I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms. I will overthrow the chariots and those who ride in them. The horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, says the Lord, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord. I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, saith the Lord of hosts. I will make you like a signet ring, saith the Lord of hosts, because I have chosen you. Beloved, God said, I will make a difference with a Zerubbabel who is committed even to what God wants to see done on earth. Beloved, when God is talking about making an individual a signet ring, God is talking about the authority and the signaturing, the sign as a guarantee that the authenticity of the letter is genuine. It is God's stamp on that letter. If beloved, which is like when a document is endorsed and is signed by a particular authority. So God is saying, I will establish Zerubbabel as the one that I have sent. I will make the world to know that I am behind you and that I have chosen you. Beloved, so we are going to say to the Lord, as you and I in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, let us go to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4. You are the Zerubbabel of God. Ephesians chapter 1 verse number 4. The word of the Lord begins to say concerning us, just as he chose us in Christ, in him, before the foundation of the earth, that we will be holy and blameless before him in love, he predestinated us to the adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. God divinely chose Zerubbabel. The same God that chose Zerubbabel is the same God who has chosen you and I before the foundation of the earth. He said, I will make a difference. Everyone will know that I back you up, Zerubbabel. Everyone will know that I have conferred my authority and my power in you. Everyone will know that what you have started, you will complete. We are saying to the Lord, he said, I have chosen you. In the same way, God is saying he has chosen us. We are the choice of God. Many are called, but few are chosen. Beloved, we didn't choose him. It is him that chose us before the foundation of the earth. Therefore, we are going to say, Father, arise and make a difference in my life. Lord, make me your signet ring. Lord, let the guarantee of your divine approval, your divine authority, your divine power rest upon my life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, make me your signet ring. Let it be known that you are the one that called me. Let it be known that you are the one that sent me. Lord, as you did for Zerubbabel, lekwaza atuata legazo, elibruno bongo ziate. Be the difference in my life. Be the difference in this commission. Lord, be the difference in this commission and our members. Lord, make a difference in this commission. Le quazo zo prende ge quazo. Il lo boku custozie. El la brina non grossi ike quashete. Ende ge quaza. Zi ila ban grossi ito. Ende ge quazo. Onde ge ge libru za ato. Il lo prende ge quashete. Ella brondege kusosia, ondege kwato, lebrino non resi iketua, illa brondege kwashite, inge kwazo, so prondege kwasosia, endege gogolubrusosia, endege kwasha, andolo bros ike kwata, ella brondege kwasosia, so prondege kwaza, endege kwasosia. On the goshete, in lobro nega quasosia, on nega quasa, zi ile mongros ato, inge quashete, in lobro nega quasa ante, de quaso, on nega ke libruz ante, en nega ko libruzosie, ezo pruto, on nega quasa, Endege quarta, andege libros osie, endege libros ato, inge quashate, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, as we come into the month of June, we will realize that there will be a revisiting of the word that the Lord has spoken to us. Even at the beginning of 2015, as we pray on all of this word of the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, so this word, I'm going to just take a few points in this word of the Lord tonight, even as we pray on this word, because some of this word has already come to pass. When the Lord begins to speak to us, 2015 is the year that the Lord will bless and compass the righteous with favor as with a shield. So it is important that, like the first Adam, that you and I call the year what God calls it, such that it answers to us and deliver according to our expectation. Proverbs 23:18. Beloved, I bring about visible and undeniable proofs, and that showcase the mighty acts of God to those who put their trust in God when doubts fail. Luke 2:52, the word of the Lord help us to see that Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and in favor with man. As God has brought us Prevailers Church, even as he started us off, it is impossible to grow. It is impossible for us to accomplish the divine agenda of God without experiencing the increase of God. Beloved, in wisdom, in stature, having favor with God and having favor with man. So it is a year of supernatural favor. And therefore, we are going to lift up our voices before God on behalf of Prevailers Church Network. And that is over your life, because you are the Prevailers Church members tonight. And we are saying to the Lord, arise by the power of your word. Increase us, everyone in this commission. Increase us in wisdom. Increase us in favor. In, with God and with man, increase us in stature in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Father, Lord, let there be an increase in your supernatural, even wisdom. For with wisdom, a house is built. With knowledge, its room are filled with gifts. And 1 Corinthians 1:24, Jesus, you have become to us the wisdom and the power of God. Lord, let everyone in this commission begin to increase in wisdom. Let kwaza zi ila brende ke kwazo ike kusto ze libru nonosia ike kwashite. An important ingredient in the life of a man, and it determines our establishment. Wisdom will determine how we are going to be fruitful, because the wisdom of God is engaged in order to be able to walk according to the divine order of God, to apply ourselves to the word of the living God. So there is nothing wrong in asking for wisdom, because James chapter 1 verse 5, the word of the Lord said, who among you lack wisdom? We should ask of God that giveth wisdom without finding fault. Who among you lack wisdom? Let him ask of God. Who gives wisdom without finding fault? What is this wisdom? Wisdom will speak of supernatural intelligence operating in the ability of God that surpasses our human ability. The wisdom of God that gives us the power of creativity. The wisdom of God was in operation in the life of the Daniels. They were able to interpret the dreams of the king. When the divine wisdom of God is in operation, it is very easy to grasp the things that we need to understand. It will be very easy to be able to run with God's divine vision in our lives. When wisdom of God was in operation in the life of the Bezalia and the Eolab, they were able to do complex things. They rose up to become leaders of leaders. Why? Because God said, I have put wisdom in their hearts. They were wise-hearted, and God placed wisdom in their hearts. He said that they may make all that I have commanded it. So this is a wisdom that is creative. Creative wisdom. Innovative wisdom. Beloved, they will take delicate materials and they turn it around to become an instrument that is used to bring about the beauty of creation. Beloved, so there is a need for wisdom. And God will say, I have filled him, Bezalia, with the Spirit of God in wisdom. So God's Spirit expresses wisdom inside of man. When somebody that is considered a dullard or operates in wisdom of God, having an understanding and knowledge that exceed what it could naturally even come up to. So wisdom of God is expressed, the Spirit of God expresses wisdom. Understanding, the divine knowing, and the knowledge of God, the divine light of God, illumination, is given where wisdom is at play. When other people don't have an understanding to grasp the truth, the wisdom and the understanding of God find expression in the life of a man. That is why Paul has to ask the Lord in Ephesians 1 verse 17, begins to ask the Lord for the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. We saw this over the time of the summit. But beloved, for the Prevailers Church and family worldwide, we are going to ask God among you lack wisdom, we must ask God for wisdom. For it is with wisdom that they were able to build according to the pattern that God has shown unto Moses. So we are asking God to fill every prevailer, anyone connected to this commission, the leaders and the members with the spirit of wisdom. That God will raise in this commission wise-hearted men and women, and that God will place on the inside of every prevailer the spirit of wisdom that is creative and innovative, the spirit of wisdom that builds and not tear down, the spirit of wisdom that establishes the counsel of God, the spirit of wisdom that encourages men to build according to the pattern of the Lord, the type of wisdom that was in operation, the wisdom of God that was in operation in the first Adam, that he named everything that God has created, and that was their name, Jerob. The wisdom of God that comes with divine insight. Lord, the wisdom of God that comes with divine foresight. My Father, I ask for the release of your supernatural wisdom in the life of every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lopron Mekakwa Sosie, in Sosoprunonongle Kushkosia, in Degekwa Sosia, Leprondukus Sosie, in Lekekwa Shute, in Lopron Negakwa Sosie. Il don blonge qua sosie de geli frutta ate, ende ge quashete, ella vengros ate, il lobo gossiato, il zoto, onde ge chialo brossiato, il ge quashete, il lobro neca quasa sia la bronde ge quaso, il ge quasa, ande ge quasa sia, il leca quashete, il lobro neca quaso sia. Isoso prondege quaso ilaga custosia. Lord, let there be an outpouring of the spirit of wisdom in the life of every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Iloba cosiato legreke quaso sie endege quaso ondogo goshete elabrilo bongrosi ike quato. Ella bradogosi ike kwasosie illo bongrosi ike kwashite illo brondege kwasosie illo brondege kwasasia elle brino bongrosi ike kwashite illo brondege kwasosia ike kwasose prendege kwaso illo bogosiate. Lord, let the spirit of wisdom find expression for divine innovation, for divine creativity, for divine and supernatural intelligence in the life of the prevailers, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le quaso, ondege quasa sia, illo brondege quaso sia, iso soprindege quasa sia, ondege quasa, le brendege quasa, illo brondege quasa sia. Ike kwashete ilobrondege kwaza ato ella beke kwaza sia bekwazo ondege kwazo sia ilobrondege kwashete ilobrondege kwaza sia ilebrino nosia ike kwazo sopondo do libruza ate ike kwazo sia ilobrondege kwazo sia. Endege quaso, ondogo koshate, in lobrosiate, in lobaba quashate, in degege librusate, inge quaso, ondogo lobrusato, inge quaso, ondege quasa, alobrina nosia, in leca lubrusate, in de quasa, andege quashate, in lebreno gossiato. Illo brondege quasa sia, endege colibrus ate, endege quasa, andege colibrus ate, inge quashete, inde cabosa hata. Beloved, called Sophia is translated as broad and full of intelligence. That is enabling the individual that operates in this divine wisdom to have knowledge of very diverse matters. So there is no limit in what the individual can grasp. It means that God enables and empowers us to be able to become relevant in every aspect of life when we operate in wisdom. Therefore, a man and a woman that operates in this godly wisdom cannot be limited in knowledge. Beloved, that individual will have answers to questions and solutions to problems. Therefore, we are saying to the Lord, Lord, endow every prevailer with wisdom that knows no limit. The wisdom that comes with full knowledge and broad knowledge of all diverse matters in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. It was in operation in Joseph. He was prospering. God was working with him in his administrative task in the house of Potiphar. He went into the prison. The wisdom was in operation. He could interpret the dreams of the butler and the baker. Beloved, he could rise from the prison to the palace and operate in such a wisdom that is not taught by man, but that God in heaven endowed him with. So we are saying to the Lord, Lord, the wisdom that has broad knowledge, full understanding, operating in full intelligence in every platform of operation, Lord, without fail, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, endow me, endow this commission, endow our members with supernatural wisdom. Likuso zoprina nanga liprusosie. The wisdom that enables and facilitates supernatural exploits without fail, Lord, release this wisdom in the life of every prevailer. Let it be known, let it be seen, let it be made manifest in everything that we do in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobro Nega Quasato, in Lake Quasite, in Lobro Nega Quasosie, Ike Quaso Sopro Negaza, in Lake Quaso, in Nega Quaso, in Lobro Nega Quasasia, in Lobro Nega Quasosie, he has understanding of every problem. He was able to solve it. He interpreted dreams. Beloved, he gave the right counsel to the king about the time of plenty, what to do in the time of plenty, and what to do in the time when there was famine in other nations. He did not allow that nation to go down because he operates in wisdom that works with divine counsel. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, give unto us in this commission, manifest the wisdom of God in us, that to understand questions and answer them with divine understanding, the wisdom of God that comes with divine insight, that understands the problems and knows the solution on what to do to resolve matters. Le quaza a le prinonosia, ike quashete le krekika suate. The wisdom of God that makes and those who have it to be proactive, Lord, in all situations. Le quaza that gives spiritual sensitivity, spiritual alertness, and Lord, understanding of what to do in every season of life, like the sons of Issachar, that knows the season and the timing of God and understand what Israel must do. Ancient of days, Lord, endow us with this wisdom. The quaza in lebrina bongrosi ike quashete endege quazo ze entronogosia in loca quaza zia in lobo gogo shete. divine wisdom for supernatural relevance, divine wisdom for supernatural inborn expression, divine wisdom for supernatural solution, divine wisdom that builds le cosa ze pronto galibruzie ezo zo pronde ge cosa sia ilobogo shate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are praying. I believe tonight we are just going to focus on wisdom. Because to build what God will have us build, we need the wisdom of the Most High God. Proverbs chapter number 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. The word of the Lord begins to read. In Proverbs 3, I read from verse 19. About the blessedness of those who find wisdom. Those who locate wisdom. Actually, let us read from 13 so that I can read within context tonight. Beloved, for many times we look for money, but what we need is not money. What we need to gain is wisdom. Wisdom will give unto us every other thing that we seek after. It is written, blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. For she's more profitable than silver and yields better return than gold. So wisdom is profitable. In the same way that you say godliness is profitable in all things, wisdom is profitable. And beloved, when you're looking at profit, we are talking about an investment that yields a return to you. Beloved, the Bible says that wisdom is profitable than silver, and it yields better return than gold. The proceeds and the profit of wisdom is more than what can be quantified by money, or what can be quantified by substance. It says she's more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom. Long life is in our right hand. Wisdom is profitable. Its proceeds yields better returns. It yields better return than what gold and silver can buy. So the proceeds of wisdom is more than money. It will give you what money can buy and what money cannot buy. Beloved, wisdom embedded in it is long life. And beloved, on the left hand of wisdom are riches and honor. Because it is easy for a fool to weary himself without attaining any result. And the ways of wisdom are pleasant ways. So there is a way to wisdom that is pleasant. And our paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. Those who hold her fast will be blessed. Because by wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided and the clouds let drop the dew. And here is the advice of Solomon, a man of wisdom. He said, my son, do not let wisdom and understanding out of your sight. Preserve sound judgment and discretion. Do not allow wisdom out of your sight. Preserve sound and understanding out of your sight. It means set your gaze on it. Look for it. Ensure you have it. Be desirous of it. Beloved, be determined to gain wisdom. Beloved, that we seek after money, after stuff. So for us to be able to build right, we need wisdom. For us to have profit, to have return on our investment, for us to live life to the full, for us to walk in honor and riches, for us to enjoy pleasant trees and pleasantness, for us to know peace. Everything is embedded in the way of wisdom. Beloved, beloved, therefore this morning, we are going to cry out unto the Lord. If God, the one who created the heaven and the earth, created it based on wisdom, beloved, it implies that I need wisdom in order to govern, in order to rule, in order to walk in my dominion mandate. By wisdom, the Lord lays the earth foundation. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. And nothing that God set in place has been broken since it has been done. By his knowledge, the watery depths were divided and the clouds let drop the dew. By wisdom and by his knowledge, le quasa atuasa li cruzosie. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord, endowed me with profitable wisdom, endowed me with supernatural wisdom, whose proceeds use better than the physical substance, than money, than gold, than corruptible materials. It means that if wisdom is that strong and that powerful, and it's compared with gold and silver that can be corroded, but wisdom has the stability, is the stability of our days. We are sent to the Lord. My Father, let there be an emergence of the sons and daughters of God in this Zion that operate in supernatural wisdom, divine intelligence that is profitable, whose proceeds yield better than money, whose proceeds will yield honor and riches, whose proceeds will yield long life, establishment, whose ways are the ways of pleasantness and of peace. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, in love of the Ike Kwashite, the wisdom of God created everything that is seen in the universe. Therefore, Lord, by your wisdom, Lord, let the prevalence begin to emerge with creative and innovative ideas. Le quasa a tuande lika quasosie, ezo pronde ge quasite, illa pratusosia, ille cre cuguguzosie, ezo so pronde ge ke librusosie, illa pronde ge quasasia. Evident as a created, as your wisdom that is expressed to creation, Lord, let your wisdom in me, let your wisdom in this commission, let your wisdom in the life of every soul that you will bring into this commission begin to deliver supernatural creativity. be glorious, to make your name, Lord, to be great in the earth, to extend the kingdom of God without fail. The wisdom of divine interpretation and understanding of scriptures, let it begin to be made manifest in this commission to every member, to every son, to every daughter, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In love, quasosie, in love, rondege quasite, in laga quaso, ondege quasosie, esuato, ondege librusosia, in love, cocustosia, in love, rendege quaso, in zoso prundege quasa, in love, costasia, endege quasa, andege quasosia, in love, gossate. Oh, Dogosate, beloved, I want us to say to the Lord, tonight give us divine access to the repository of wisdom. Give us access to the supernatural wisdom of God. Lord, endow me with divine access to your realms of wisdom, to your realms of creativity, to your realm of divine innovation, to your realm of divine knowledge, to your realm of divine understanding, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let quaso on dege quaso in sopron dege custosie in lopron dege quashite in loco quaso in sopron dege custosie in lopron dege quasosie in laba quashite in lobo librusosia. Is a sorprendege quaso in lobroneca quashite. The pathway of wisdom is riches. So wisdom has the capability to enrich. Wisdom has the capability to gain honor, to see that men and are honored and we don't suffer shame. So we are asking the Lord, Lord, the wisdom of God that terminates shame, that brings honor, Lord, let it locate me. The divine wisdom of God that terminates shame, but brings into honor and brings into greatness and brings into relevance. Lord, let it find expression in my life, the divine wisdom of God that brings into greatness, that brings into honor and not shame. My Father, let it find expression in my life, the divine wisdom of God that brings into honor and not shame. The divine wisdom of God that brings into greatness, into divine relevance, that causes this church and this commission to be impactful. Lord, let it find expression in my life. Let it find expression in the life of every prevailer. Let your divine wisdom find undeniable expression of greatness, of honor, of riches, of establishment in the life of every prevailer. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Bequaza, Atuata Lebre Negazo, Ezosua, Alegre Cusosia, Isosoprunde Legequazo, Ezosoprinda da Quashete, Ilobros Ikequaza, Ilobolobros Ato, Ikegege Librus Ate, Ende Ekequazo, Ilobros Ikatua. In love, run the quashite, and the quata, and the lobros eat, and the Greek quasosie, and the quasosie, ilabron de quashite, in love, run the quaso, and so so, prun de quasa, in love, run the quashite, in love, run the longros at it, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. When the book of Proverbs begins to help us to understand that the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, and by understanding he establishes the heavens, and by his knowledge the deeps were broken up and the skies drip with dew. Genesis chapter 1 shows us how God created everything. Even when there was darkness, he spoke light. So he resolved the problem of darkness by applying light, by commanding light to be. So this wisdom of God and the supernatural is a problem solver. And beloved, whether we like it or not, everywhere there is one problem or the other that needs to be solved. There are people that have money, but they can't solve. Their money can't solve their problems. It's not money that is the answer. To every problem. But a word of wisdom. And the Bible is the complete package. The embodiment of wisdom is in the word of God. Because when the Bible says that the Lord by wisdom founded the earth, how he founded the earth is by spoken words. Beloved, so wisdom find expression by the word that God spoke forth, and everything was created. That is why John chapter 1, the word of the Lord begins to say, in the beginning was the word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. He was with God in the beginning through him, through the word. All things were made. Without the word, nothing was made that has been made. In the word was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. John 1, 1 to 5. So if by wisdom, Proverbs 3, verse 19 and 20, say God created everything by wisdom. And whatever was created was established. They were not broken. They were not miscarried. They were not aborted. And John 1 said that wisdom is the word of God. That was with God from the beginning. The wisdom that was entrusted into our hands by the word of the living God. Psalm 104:24. It said, how many are your works, Lord? In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. So, beloved, and you and I saw that water, Psalm 104 verse 24 is talking about, is the word of God that is expressed, that expresses the wisdom of God. So, for you and I to walk in that robust wisdom, we need the word of God. We need capacity for the word of God that expresses the wisdom of God. Beloved, that creates, that made stuff, and they are established. I want us to say to the Lord, give me capacity for your word of wisdom that brings into establishment. Give this commission. Lord, supernatural, divine capacity, Lord, of your word of wisdom that establishes your counsel, that establishes that which you are building in this commission. Without fail, le kwaza apronde ke suaso ze prilolongri da kwaza zia indokustozi ilamengri da kwaso izoprende ke kwashite They were spawning goats here. What others will think does not matter became an instrument in their hand. Beloved, they become an expert in spinning those ears and doing something meaningful out of what looks ordinary, making an extraordinary thing to happen from something trivial. We are asking the Lord, Lord, the wisdom of God that will cause ordinary thing in my hand to achieve extraordinary profit, extraordinary gain, extraordinary establishment. Lord, Lord, let this wisdom of God be made manifest in my life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lacros, Ike Quashate, in Lagros, Ike Quato, El Labrino Nongro, Ike Quashate, in Labron de Gequazo, Ezo Zopron de Gequazo, in Lagrizazia, in Labron de Gequazo, in Labron de Gequazo, Endegege Lubruzo Ose, Endege Custo, Si Ila Brandolo Nosia. Beloved, these women become weavers of purple and weavers of blue. They were creating scarlet fabrics. Beloved, they were creating fine material from ordinary goat's ear. Ordinary goat's ear. Ordinary goat's ear. People eat goat. They will kill goat. They will use it as part of the things that they use in the place of sacrifice. But beloved, the same waste, what could have been a waste, came into their hand and it turned to what is profitable. You are saying to the Lord, Lord, by your wisdom, what others waste, Lord, let it turn into gold in my hand. Let it turn into treasure in my hand. Wasted material become an instrument of wonder in their hand. Lord, the wisdom of God that let me see something beautiful out of what others have condemned, what others have despised, what others have marginalized. Lord, let this wisdom of God that sees beyond what appears, let it find expression in my life. 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 In loco si ike quaso, el labrina quaso si, el lacusto onde ge quaso, el labrino nogo siato, ende ge quaso si, ende ge quaso, il lacuasa, il lacrucusote, ezzo soprunde ge quaso, il lobrone ge quaso, il logrosete, ikuswa atuata. And the quaso see in Lobrondege quaso see in Zoprendege custosia in Doku custosia in Lobrondege quaso see Ezo Zoprundege quashete in Lobroneca quaso in Zoprondege quaso see Loco custa aya in Dega quaso see in Dogosate my father. I ask in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, fill my heart with the spirit of wisdom that identifies the jewel, even in the rough gold, that identifies a treasure in the waste that others have thrown away, what others have despised, what others have ignored, what others have wasted. Lord, let me see the treasure that is embedded in it. In loquaza apion delicas ito. El lage custo si in the casua. Iso sepre neca lustosia. In lobro nega quaza arte. Father, turn waste into treasure in my hand. Will turn what others have wasted into divine treasure in my hand by your supernatural wisdom. Turn what Beloved, there is a big role for wisdom in all that we do. Genesis 26, others saw famine. They hoarded their seed. They were eating their bread. But a man of wisdom that has the word of the Lord invested his own seed. So those who hoard their seed and eat their bread in the time of harvest, they have nothing because they have not planted. So what is going to deliver to them? No matter how much you hoard the seed, it is only the seed that is planted that will yield an harvest for you. No matter how long you are just managing your bread, you are spending what is in your bank account, one day it finishes. Beloved, the Bible says that God gave seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So those who are eaters, they keep eating. But the sowers are guaranteed of harvest. He said, as long as the heavens and the earth remains, seed time and harvest will never cease. So if I plant my seed, it will yield for me. Because if the seed don't remain seed for life, if it is planted, it yields a bountiful result and return and profit. It takes wisdom and foresight. The wisdom will see beyond the now. Wisdom sees beyond the weather forecast. Wisdom will see a little child and say, come on, that person is great if there is something about that life. Wisdom will make you see the apples of your destiny. And beloved, even when they don't have color, you will stand with those people because you know that there is something that connects you with those individuals. The wisdom of God that comes with insight and foresight is what makes a David to be able to stand and say, Goliath, you are just a must kill for me to wear the crown. I cannot miss fighting you when others who were physically qualified failed. Wisdom that comes with insight and foresight made him to know that the physical could fail, but it is the supernatural that delivers the right result. So there is something about this wisdom. Those people, they have insights. They begin to spin and goat ear. And what others had called a waste became a material, beloved, of clothing. They made garments of what was wasted. And beloved, these people were making the garments that the priest was wearing. I need this wisdom of the Lord. Beloved, but many of us, we have wasted what could have been a treasure to us. And then we are wondering why are things like this. Because we don't see. So wisdom comes with insight. Insight says, what can I do with what others have wasted? And foresight will tell you that if I do what I know I must do, it will be a gain for me. So the farmer that plants the seed saw an harvest in the future. That is when they put their seed in the right place and they plant their seed on the ground because they are going to have an harvest. Beloved, we saw and we mentioned this during the summit, the difference between the way Abraham saw and the way Lot sees. There is a way we have been trained to see things, to see situations, to see circumstances. But when we operate in the wisdom that comes with insight and foresight, we will see as God sees. So because God is the embodiment of wisdom, he saw physically darkness, he spoke light. And what he spoke is what he saw. Because not only when he must have seen it, he saw it before he called it forth. He was not calling the darkness, he called light. Can you and I begin to say to the Lord this night, Father, give me wisdom with divine insight and foresight that sees beyond the now, that know what I must do in the now to give in the future that I see in your word. Le kwaza apiondo likras uto elegre kuso soprendege kustozia le krekuto ontrondega kwaza ilobrondege kwashete ilebrendege kwazo onde leprisa ate ike kwashete librusozia ilobrondege kwaza ando librusa ate ike kwashete Ilobro nege kwaza, endege kwaza, anda kwazo zie, ilobro nege kwaza, ilobo si ike kwashite, ilobro nege kwaza, ilobro nege kwazo, ilobro nege kugugusto zie, endege kwazo, ondo gogo siato, ilobro nege kwaza zia, ilobo lobro si ike kwaza, Ike kwazo zo, ondege gelebrus ato, elabro negociate, ike kwashite, ilobro nege kwaza, ike kwashite, ilobro nega kwaza, enge kuzo sie, elemengresi ato, endege kwazo, ondege gelebrus ote, endege gelebrus ato, ike kwashite, Ilobrondege kwaza ate, ilobrondege kwaza, ilobo ze librozo zie, ezo pontru nonongo siato, ike kwasha, anda gaya kwaza zia, ilobrondege kwaza zia, ilobrondege kwazo zie, ike kwashete, ilobrondege kwaza, ilobongo si ito lobrondegaza, Father, arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Give unto me the spirit of wisdom. Lokwaza, de kekwazo zie, that comes with insight, that comes with foresight, that sees beyond what appears, that understands what is available in the future. In lekia kwaga siato, that turns a seed to an harvest in my hand, that turns Lord, a little effort to a profitable return. Le kwaga si ike kwashite. Ilobo kwago siato. Ilegra kugugutondo lobrene gaza. Ige kwazo. Endege kwazo. Ondege kwato. Elabrino bongros ite. Elabrino nongros ike kwashita. Elobro nege kwaza. Anto libruzo siye. In the mighty name of Jesus, with divine wisdom, you and I are turned to subject matter experts. Subject matter experts. When the wisdom of God is at play in us. God will say in Exodus chapter 35, chapter 33. Let's go to 35. To chapter 35, We stay on this scripture. It says Moses told Israel, see, God has selected Bezaleel, son of Uri, and son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. He's filled him with the Spirit of God, with skills, ability, and knowledge, know-how for making all sorts of things, to design and work in gold, silver, and bronze, to carve stones and set them, to carve wood, working in every kind of skilled craft. And he's also made him a teacher. He and Olam, son of Aimash, of the tribe of Dan, is gifted them with the know-how needed for carving, designing, and weaving, and embroidering in blue, purple, and scarlet fabrics, and in fine linen. They can make anything and design anything. Beloved, they were selected because wisdom finds expression in their life. That's why going for interviews or sitting for an exam, wisdom will distinguish you. Wisdom will give you a divine selection. Wisdom will put a man in a place where they are divinely elected. It was not just the wisdom that manifested in him. He was a subject matter expert. The wisdom of God that manifests in the supernatural enablement of God, which is called skill, the ability of God, and the know-how, the ability to know how to address situations and how to handle all things. Beloved, he became a teacher. What he had, he was imparting it into others. The bug does not stop with them. They were affecting lives. They were making impact. They were releasing others into their destiny. I want us to say to the Lord, for me and the brethren that God has added and is adding to this commission, the wisdom of God that comes with supernatural divine enablement, divine know-how, the subject matter expert in every aspect of life. Oh God, my Father, make it known to me. Make it known to me. Make it known to me. Beloved, they were able to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to all that God has commanded Moses. Beloved, as a leader, we need men like the Bezaleel and the Aholah. Beloved, who will be envisioned in the vision that God has given to us, who will be builders. Beloved, there are some people that you need when you are laying foundation. There are some people that you only need after the foundation has been laid. They are foundational materials. They are materials that have understanding of what God is about. There are men and women that run with the Habakkuk's vision. Father, draw from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west of the entire universe. Every Bezaleel, every Aholah that you have chosen to work together with me in every aspect of ministry in Prevalence Church Network, United Kingdom. Lord, raise them, raise them. Let them begin to imagine the men of wisdom, the men and women that have divine skills, that are divinely enabled, empowered by God, that fear God, that walk in integrity, that knows what their slot is, even in this assignment. The quaza atuata li cruzozia ikrekuto le glacustozia le krekustoze li krakukustozia la quaza sopronegaza. Lord, raise the Timothys for my Paul. Le quaza za anthronengla kustozia. Raise the Bezaleel and the Aholah that will understand the divine visions of God for this commission, that can be trusted, that can take responsibility, Lord, of what needs to be done in this commission. In Lacrosse, I can question today. In Lebrento, so see, in a prende, get quaso. In Lopro, neck, aqua, so see, Ezozo, le crende to Bolosto, O suata, labrono, go go siate, ende, get quaza, andaga calibru, so see, in Lopro, nega quaza. And Augusto Zelli Bruno Nongo Siate in Lobo Shate. In the mighty name of Jesus, there are human personalities that will stand in leadership positions, and when others see them, they want to walk. I was humbled this afternoon when the Lord showed to me, I was looking at certain things. I was looking at moving some things around, and the Lord brought me to a document which was written a number of years ago. And I remember writing that note, which was my handover note, in a place where when I got there, I had just 24 like workers. Well, in a matter of 11 months, I see that on 7 A4 pages, everybody were workers. The 7 A4 pages, every row was filled with names of workers from 24 to that number of people. But there are personalities that are given positions that nobody wants to work with them. They repel people. But there are grace to attract others. And that grace was at work in the Bezalia and the Eola. I was going to count. I was saying to myself, I didn't remember to count the number of workers. But I got there, meeting 24, discouraged, 24. That were not even planning on moving forward because of what they have experienced in the past. But God built that work up to seven A4 pages full of numbers and details of workers. Only God can do it. God worked with the Bezalia and the Eola. Exodus 36 says, every wise-hearted man in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary according to what he has commanded them. And Moses called Bezalia and Eliab and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom. Everyone who's asked, tear him up to come onto the work to do it. People cooperated with them. Beloved, they favored them. They found favor in the sight of others. And beloved, their company was growing big. Not that anybody were not suffering any loss. If anybody is needing anything, and you cannot replicate yourself, you cannot attract others, and others are leaving because of you, or they are not willing to put in their best because of you, we need to ask God. It must never happen in this commission. Beloved, Moses summoned Bezalel and Eliab along with all whom God had gifted with the ability to work skillfully with their hands. The men were eager to get started and engage in the work. They took from Moses all the offerings and that the Israelites had brought for the work of constructing the sanctuary. The people kept on bringing in their freewill offerings, morning after morning. And beloved, all the artisans who were at work making everything involved in constructing the sanctuary came one after another to Moses, said, the people are bringing more than enough for doing this work that God has commanded us to do. there was more than enough in resources, human resources, more than enough in even in the substance, in all the ingredients that was needed to build the work. It takes grace for such things to happen. There was so much that Moses said, enough. We have had more than enough. Beloved, so this ministry must not suffer lack of anything, whether it is in human resources, whether it is in financial resources, that we need to extend the kingdom of God. We must not suffer a loss. We must not suffer a lack of anything in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Moses cannot do it by himself. So God put around him men and women that are not hostile, that are not selfish, people that are mindful of the assignment that God has given to him, and they work together to see that everything was available to complete the task. Therefore, I speak into the destiny of this commission. We will not run out of anything over and above of everything that is needed to complete every project. Lord, we decree and declare that you will make them available to us without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la quasa atuata lengresi ato. As we have our service from this Sunday, Lord, I speak to the north, I speak to the south, I speak to the west, I speak to the four corners of Great Britain and around the earth. Every human resource required, Lord, for Prevailers Church Network to establish the council, to establish the purpose, to establish the plan of God in this land according to our given task. Lord, I command them, begin to locate this commission in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In la kakwazo zia, in lengros uto, en dege kwazo, so on degege librus ate, Illa gosto si illa bongros ato illa brondege quasa zia endege ke librus ote illa brosi ike quasete endege ke librus osia illa go quasete endege quaso ondo golobrus ate endege kolubrus ato enga quasete illa bogosiato. In the Lobro Neca Quasosie, Ezosua and the Labocoshate. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Even as we round up this morning and it's continuing, we're going to take every step because their work was fruitful, because they were operating in wisdom. So when they achieved the results of building the tabernacle of Moses, of getting ready the materials that Aaron, the priest, the high priest is going to wear, they got each and every one of those results. They were achievers because they operated in wisdom. Deuteronomy 34 verse 9, the word of the Lord said, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom. Why? For Moses has laid his hands on him. The people of Israel listened obediently to him and did the same as when God had commanded Moses. When people are listening to somebody, nobody listens to a fool. But a man of wisdom will get the attention of all men. so wisdom can be imparted. Wisdom can be endowed. Wisdom can be released. Beloved, if Moses can impart wisdom by laying on of hands unto a Joshua, and Joshua became one that has a voice that is heard. Beloved, so also every worker in this commission, everyone that serves God in this place, we are going to say, Lord, let there be an impartation of the spirit of wisdom upon every worker in Prevailers Church Network that make their voice to be heard. Beloved, so they won't have to be forcing people to obey them, but there will be willingness in the hearts of people that as people, as they submit to me, they will submit to every worker as they give the honor and the respect even to the calling and the grace of God upon my life. Every worker will be honored, and even with the same honor that they give even unto the pioneers of this commission, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Therefore, I decree and declare for the men and women that you have called to work alongside me in this commission, let there be an impartation of the grace and the wisdom of God, of the divine insight and divine force, Lord, that you have placed upon my life, let it begin to find expression in their life also. Le kwaza atuata lengresi ato legekwa azuazo endege kwazo so prondege kustosia ilagra kuzosia endege kolibruzosie eso so prondege kwashite ilege kwazosia. Lord, the wisdom of God that terminates every resistance that caused the voice of every worker to be heard. Let quaso ondo li cruza arte e lebrina non gros iketua il lobron dege quaso sia e degege libruso sia il lobron dege quashite e labruso ondo do lobros arte e labren dege custo sia il lobron dege quaso sia. Endege kwazosia, ilabro nega kwashite, endege kwashito, ilabro nagozia, iga kwaza, andegegege lebrus ate, elakika kustosia, ilabro nega kwaza. Everywhere any prevailer go around the other, let the divine wisdom of God be in operation that calls the voice of anyone that is connected to this commission. Lord, every son and daughter that you, oh God, are connected with Prevailers Church Network, Lord, let that voice be heard. Let it be the voice of wisdom that find expression. Let kwaza ali prunonongo siato ige kwashete endegegege libruso oto ele prunonongo siate. Enda kusto si ila brondege kwaza endege gasiata anda lebruza ate endege kwazo ondo golobruza ate endege kwaza akia kwazo zie ilegre kiazo ozo zua teli gruza ato in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In the time of Solomon, wisdom was seen. Whenever Solomon judges, everyone fear him because he judges with wisdom. They saw that wisdom of God was in him to do judgment. He said to God, I don't know how to go out or come in before these great people. And he said that the Lord should give unto him wisdom. And the Lord did not just give him wisdom, he gave him riches, he gave him discernment of spirit. So when he's judging, he's not judging based on what he sees or what he hears. And beloved, I've said this over and over again in this altar. You all are connected to a place where God has called us as his prophets, and he gives us insight about things. Beloved, so it is possible for you to operate in prophetic wisdom that makes you to see beyond what meets the ear, the eyes, and respond like Jesus, who responded to the woman at the well, who was talking about what about Jesus was talking about the issue in her life. And through Jesus, that woman discovered destiny on that day. I want us to ask the Lord, Father, the prophetic grace of supernatural wisdom that you have called this commission and our leaders into, let it find expression in every member. Let it find expression in everyone that is connected, even on to this commission, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Beloved, Solomon excelled in wisdom. Belika kwaza atoloplo negaza. God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. Beloved, his wisdom excelled the wisdom of natural men, because it was divine wisdom that it was operating in. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 and 30. And you and I must say to the Lord, the wisdom of God that will cause natural men to stand in awe of God, Lord, let it find expression in this commission, in the name of Jesus. Beloved, men were coming from everywhere to hear the wisdom of Solomon, from all kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. Everyone was coming from everywhere. The queen of Sheba came to come and hear the wisdom. All that she first of all did was to meet the people that are working for Solomon. And beloved, she saw them manifesting such a wisdom. Beloved, that she emptied everything that she came with. Lord, let your wisdom find expression in the life of everyone that comes to this commission, as you manifest your wisdom in our leaders, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let your wisdom find expression. Let your wisdom find expression. Let your wisdom find expression in the life of every prevailer, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Let quazo sopro negaza. Ille cruzozia andolo prendica quaza, illo prendega quashite, illo prendega quazo, ondo volibruzo ode, ille grecucuzozia, antolibruno dogoziate, illo prendega quaza, illo bogogosiate, ille brino dogoziato, izozua, andagashate, illo prendega quazo, ondege quaza. Illa brondege quazo, ondege quazo, illa bakustosia. Beloved, 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 4. 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 4. And when the queen of Sheba had seen all Solomon's wisdom, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendants of his ministers, and their apparel, and their cupbearers, and his ascent, beloved, by which he went up unto the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. When he saw how God's wisdom was being made manifested in everything in and around Solomon, the Bible says he took a breath away. She said to the king, it is all true. Your reputation for accomplishment and wisdom that reached all the way to my country is confirmed. What I heard about you is true. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it for myself. They didn't exaggerate such wisdom and elegance far more than I could ever have imagined. Wisdom of God that surpasses the expectation and the imagination of those who wanted to find us out. beloved. He said, it exceeded what I have had, the fame that I have had about you. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel, because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. There are people that you will give responsibility to that becomes a regret. But this woman is saying that God has located you. He delighted in you. He set you on the throne over Israel. Because the Lord is in favor of Israel and he put you in place, in that position to judge and to justify the people. I want the Lord, I want there to be a testimony like that concerning everyone that God brings to serve in this place, that there will not be any regrets. He says, such wisdom and elegance, far more than I could ever have imagined. Lord, that the wisdom that you demonstrate through the leaders and the members of Prevalence Church Network will far exceed the imagination and the expectation of our own lookers, of those who want to see how far we can run. Lord, dumbfound them by the magnitude, by the depth of your wisdom that you will manifest in this church through this commission, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwaza zapronde gekwazo ilekwashete leprinonongo siato ilabronde gekwaza ilabronde gekukuguzosia ende gekustosia lepronto seketu anolo leprinonongli kakustosie esoso ondo gogo libruza ate igekwashete. Lord, that anyone that meet with us will not be disappointed, but they will acknowledge that this is the doing of the Lord, and it shall be manifest, even it shall be marvelous in their sight, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. In Lobro Nega Quasosie, Eso Zopron Nega Quasite, in Lobro Nega Kukuguzosia, in Lobro Nega Quasosia. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, the word of the Lord said we will be called and sought after, a city that is not forsaken. Beloved, King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom, and all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. Everyone on the face of the earth, everyone in Great Britain, regardless of where they live, regardless of how far their house is to where the Prevalence Church Network is being located, in Great Britain, in Kent, wherever God will take us, our own permanent place, people will come to seek the Lord. He said, when we go unto another, one will see unto another, let us go to the house of the Lord that we might seek him. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, wherever you place us in Great Britain, even from now, from in Marriott Hotel, where you place us, Lord, you will make us, oh God, you will make great this commission to become an attractive center. Lord, that men will begin to say unto another, let us go to the house of the Lord, that we may seek him. Lord, that they will learn your wisdom, they will learn the act of the truth of your word, that they will seek you, O God. Lord, to hear you speak even through this commission, through our leaders and our members, by the wisdom of God that find expression in our lives, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. lekwazo ondo go libruza ate enge kwashete, that the wisdom of your word, Lord, will be heard by the nations that you are drawing onto Prevailers Church Network. Lekwazo ondo lobosia, Lord, as your wisdom begins to produce divine result that cannot be blamed on any man, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, lekwazo ondo lobosia, the wisdom that will cause us to maintain a competitive edge, the wisdom of God that will bring us into relevance and into true riches, even of the kingdom, the wisdom of God that brings us into our true heritage in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, let it find expression in the life of every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Ilobro nega kwazazia endo kusto zi ila mengle dika suato ila bogogo shate. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen, beloved. You want to say to the Lord, even as you go to bed tonight, you say, oh God of all wisdom, beseech me tonight in my sleep. Let there be an impartation. Let there be a release of the wisdom of God on the inside of me to full expression in ministry, in my marriage, in the work of my hands, in my relationship, in my business, and in my career, in the name of Jesus. Lekwaza atondo lobosia, ilegraku agogosiate. Lord, as you unravel the secrets of wisdom unto me, lekwaza atuata, in this night season, let there be a supernatural encounter of the release of the full expression of the wisdom of God in and through my life, in and through this commission, in and through the Prevailers Church Network members and our leaders, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lekwazo zo ombronega kwaza zia, endege kwaza lebruno bongro si ato, endege kwazo zia, ilobroneka kwazo zia. In the Golabashati. Mendo Librunovosiato. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen. Lord, we thank you because by your wisdom, a house is built. By knowledge, its rooms are filled with gifts. Therefore, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you that you increase us in wisdom. You increase us in stature, in favor with God and with men. Lord, we thank you for the impartation of wisdom. We thank you for the manifestation and the full expression of wisdom in and through the Prevailers Church Network, our leaders and our members, in every platform of operation that you have given unto us. The wisdom of God that brings into relevance, the wisdom of God that brings into favor, the wisdom of God that brings into profit, that brings the proceeds of wisdom in our lives to find expression that is better than gold and than silver. The wisdom of God that produces even long life, that you will carry us with our ears in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom of God that brings into riches and into honor. The wisdom of God whose ways are pleasantness and his ways are peace. The wisdom of God that silences the rages of the storm of the sea. The wisdom of God, Lord, that establishes your plan and your purpose for Prevailers Church Network. The wisdom of God, Lord, that make us to be creative, innovative in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare the wisdom of God that releases the supernatural ability of God, the know-how of God that comes with insight and foresight, the wisdom of God that causes others to run with the vision that you have given unto us without fail, the wisdom of God that cannot be silenced, that cannot be mocked, that cannot even be limited. Lord, we embrace this wisdom today in the name of Jesus. For Christ in us is the hope of glory, and he has become to us the wisdom and the power of God. Therefore, I decree and declare for everyone on this altar called by your name, Let the wisdom of God find expression continually without fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Le crozi iketondo libruno no gosteia itrosto le pengruno no goziato izoprondege kwazozie ele mengro dukusosia antrono vogoziate. Lord, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. Therefore, as we lay down to sleep tonight, Lord, our sleep shall be sweet. We will lie down and sleep, and none shall make us afraid. Even in the night season, the God of all wisdom, you will locate us in the name of Jesus. You endowed us with supernatural grace, Lord of wisdom, Lord that surpasses anything and everything that we have known of. Lord, by your wisdom, that you will cause this commission to be built, every believer in this commission to be built according to your pattern and according to your word without fail. We thank you for wisdom that comes with insight and foresight that envision us in the visions of God, even for this commission without fail, in the mighty name of Jesus, the wisdom that solves every problem and answers every question, the wisdom of God that brings it to establishment, the wisdom of God that releases your divine grace for comfort, for divine counsel, to know how to judge, to know how to speak. Lord, we receive it today in the mighty name of Jesus. The wisdom of God that comes with the release of supernatural ability and grace of God over our lives. We give you praise as we receive them with attitude of gratitude in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Unto you, the King eternal, the King immortal, the only wise God, the one that performs wonders, the one who is at work in me both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Unto you I return the glory, I return the honor today for what you have done, for what you will do, and what you will bring to manifestation, even according to the wisdom of God that is at work in us by your word. Therefore, thank you for enlarging our capacity for the word, that God's wisdom will continually to find expression in our lives now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.